Melinda, you there?
Hello, Melinda, you there? Some technical difficulties. She probably called back. But yeah, today's show basically is about the effects of the modeling industry on our youth. So, you know, I had some questions because the lady, she earning a month. She's doing a very big modeling show in Newark, New Jersey. It's going to be huge. I'm also going to be performing at the event, but it's She's starting her own clothes.
I was talking. They didn't hear me.
Yeah, where are you now?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Melinda. How you doing?
Hi, how are you, Will?
I'm good. Good to hear you, like always. So,
I'm good. Everything's good.
Yeah, so I heard, you know, explain about this event that you have upcoming at the end of the month.
Well, it's going to be about me showcasing my clothes that I design and make myself. And
right.
I'm going to have special performances with dancers and rappers and singers. You're going to be one of my performers, Will Porter.
Wow, I like that. Beautiful.
And that's going to be about it, you know. I'm also showcasing men's underwear, guys. It's going to be really nice.
So there's going to be a lot of women there.
Yes.
She said yes. Oh, man. So what's the name of your clothing line?
Melinda Ordonez.
Okay. M.O., that's your M.O., baby.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We got to come up with a little, you know, little nickname right there. M.O.
Yeah,
How you like that, homie?
I like that.
That sounds beautiful. I want to know, Melinda, is this only for the ladies? Or you got something for the men, too? Or are you trying to mix and match? Only for the ladies?
I got something for y'all, too. I'm going to have a couple girls come out, too, in some bathing suits. Two pieces.
Oh, I want to hook up.
Okay.
I want to hook up.
I'm going to make everybody happy, you know?
And like what kind of clothing line is it? Like is it like a lingerie?
I do everything. I do dresses, bikini wear, underwears, pants, shirts, you know.
You said underwear?
Yeah.
Women's underwear? That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was, you know.
All right. And what's like something that inspired you to get into like the clothing line business?
I don't know. People was always like asking me, you know, where I got my clothes from and certain things I made myself, you know, and I'd be like, I made it myself and they liked it, you know, and then I started, you know, selling little pieces, you know, so why not show the whole world, you know?
And like, is that like take a lot of time? Like say,
it takes a lot of time and it's a lot of work and it's hard work and dedication, you know.
A lot of dedication. I could imagine a lot of competition out there. Like, how does one like decide to start a
clothing
line?
I don't look at it as competition. I don't really look at it as competition because everybody's different. Everybody got a different style, different looks. So
right.
To me, it's like it can't be competition, you know?
Right. That's a good point right there. And like,
can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Okay, my question is, like, what other lines or brands inspire you to do your own thing? Like, you know, when you was growing up, what you was rocking, what you was throwing on your back?
I was rocking. You know what was so crazy? Because when I was little, I never used to match my clothes. I used to wear different prints and stuff, and people used to say to me, oh, why are you dressed like that? I don't even match. And I used to be like, I don't care. This is how I like it, you know? And
right.
Now, today, I see that they're doing that same style that I had when I was younger, you know, with the two different prints and stuff. And it's like a fashion statement now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I used to dress like that, you know? And I still do.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. And, like, you obviously have a whole bunch of models ready to wear your clothing.
Yeah, I'm getting them ready.
What, like, exactly, like, what type of models do you look for?
Really, I look for personality. Like, you got to have a little swag, personality. You got to keep the people alive. You know, you got to draw that aura when you walk in the room. You don't even got to speak. You know, you could be overweight, whatever. It just got to be that confidence or something about you. I don't care. You know, and I would visualize something to fit you, you know?
Right. And I could imagine the modeling field just must be very intense, a lot of competition. But that's cool.
Yeah, and I do all sizes.
That's hot because a lot of clothing brands don't
all
have that.
All sizes, different races. It just got to be that swag about you. You in?
Oh, so you covering all types of beauty? Because beauty comes in
many
forms.
Yeah.
I like that. Don't keep nobody out. Nobody's excluded.
Yeah.
That's right. And and when's the event at the end of the month? Like, what's the
I'm looking to have the event in May. I don't have the exact date. I'm sorry, guys. I'm doing everything right now. It's in production. But I will let everyone know as soon as I find out the exact date.
Right. That's what it is. Well, today's topic is the effects of the modern industry on our youth. Like, what are some of your opinions on that? Like, do you think
I think it got a little better because back in the day, it was like people dying from being anorexic, you know. Now you see the models, I mean, they're still skinny, but they're not as skinny. You know, they look healthy, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Is that a typical model, though, like tall and skinny? Like, is that the typical? Because I'm seeing these
typical,
all the time.
But
shows,
in my eyes, I could look at a short girl and, you know, visualize her walking, you know?
It's definitely all in a walk. It's all in a walk.
It's all in a walk. It's all in your eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Body movement.
Yeah. Confidence shows.
100%. Yeah, women, everybody, you got to be confident and believe in yourself.
What?
Don't let nobody kill your dream.
I ain't gonna lie, let's
model for her, man, you know what I'm saying? Go over there, you know what I mean? Show them some Spanish, you know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a little
Sazon flavor thrown in there, too.
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I remember a couple years back. It was the All-Star Weekend in Philly, and me, Stu, a whole bunch of us, we went down there. There was a lot of performers, and yes, I did a modeling show. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I did a show. We walked up in the stage. There was like hundreds of people. We walked. Switch outfits. It was crazy. I never did nothing like that before.
Mind you, he was 30 pounds lighter than.
You know.
So what did you model?
Huh?
What did you model?
Oh, it was the clothing line. I forgot the name of it, actually. Kev, you remember the name of it, the clothing line?
Oh yeah, Contact Sports.
Contact Sports. Contact Sports.
And Will was like about 50 pounds lighter than he is right now. He was actually
a lot
of weight.
You know, I was young. I was young Porter. You know.
He had to walk.
I don't know if she's a judge, you know. She probably could judge him better than me, you know, but I'm being friendly. He had to walk.
Yo, you know what?
All that, though, we're going to take the first break. We live on blogtalkradio.com/bstool. Listen to Zoned Out. And we'll be back after this song. Holla, stupid. Yeah.
Yo, Ice, we got you, baby. Mind freaking home. One quick bang. Yo, Supreme, we got you. Getting up, you already made your mind. Mind freaking home. Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Let's go. Mind freaking home. Homie, we black flag. Black flag. One click bang. And look at Drake Bell Magnum.
Thank you.
my one click bang me. Word up. I love that. Love that music. That's hard music right there. We're here today with my homegirl, Melinda Ordonez.
Yay!
So, Melinda, let the listeners know, like, your background, where you're from, you know, your culture, where you, you know? What you made of, girl?
I'm Trinidadian and Venezuelan.
Okay. Two beautiful places. When was the last time you've been to either one of them?
A year ago?
Mhm. Wow. And do you find
it's so beautiful out there. It's nice.
Wow,
it's so different from here. You know, the people is like, you know, it's just different. Like, you know, you see all the fruit markets on the streets, they're selling their stuff.
Right.
You see goats and it's like nothing, chickens running around.
Wow.
It's different.
It's definitely different. And do you say, is there sometimes when you feel like you miss it and you want to go visit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's always going to be inside of me, you know?
Right. So
that's
you was
that's
going out
like
there,
my love.
I was raised
back and forth, you know, but I basically grew up here. But, you know,
okay.
I lived there when I was younger, and then at 15 I came here.
Right. That's interesting. I'm 100% New York Rican, you know. I was Puerto Rican, but
Boricua!
Born and raised in the city, you know. So, yeah, let's get into your show, and let's talk about more of the things you're trying to do for that show. I know there's, like you said, there's more than just modeling. You're going to have performers. Do you know some of the other performers involved that day?
I don't have the exact names for the performers, but I'm looking.
Right.
I said, it's in production right now, so
right.
I'm going to be having a casting call soon, too. So I'm looking for dancers, singers.
Is there any way, a place, like a website people could hit you up and...
Yes, they can look me up at Melinda Ordonez Facebook.com.
Okay. All right, what's basically your goal for that event? Like, what do you want to get out of that one? Like, is this your boom? I'm here, you know, for the event. Like, boom, Mo is here.
I
want
to be able to have my clothes in stores. You know, I want to be known as a good designer, you know. That's what
right.
I would like, you know.
Right.
To see people wearing my clothes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Melinda, you're going to blow up.
Yeah.
You know that? You're going to blow up. I got a question, though. Where would you want your billboard at? Anywhere in the city, where would you want it at?
I want it in the hood. I want it in the city, in the country. I want it everywhere.
Yeah, right next to the Gucci Frito spot. Have the M.O. Get your Timmy Judy's.
On Times Square, on top of the
Times Square, right next to Puffy.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, P.
For real. So
I had
a question about like the whole modeling thing. Like I've seen, like you said, back in the days, a lot of people was dying because they're trying to lose weight and look a certain way and fit into a certain demographic. But do you feel that even today, like, do you think the psychological effects on our kids with this, on the kids that are not involved with modeling, do you think that's very like serious, like? Because, you know, half of these kids, their self-esteem is shot, you know, a lot of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that, oh, look at this girl, that's how a model is. And then she might have, you know, she might not be slim, but she thinks she's fat. And, like,
mm-hmm.
do you see the psychological effect is crazy? Like, you know, what you think about that?
I think it does affect them a little bit, you know, when they're put in that society to think like that. You know,
right.
But, you know, all we can do is teach them the right way, you know, and build their self-esteem up, you know,
yeah.
So they don't take
that
route.
I forgot who said it. I think it was Eddie Griffin, and he said something about self-esteem. You got to fix that yourself. Like, nobody can help a person. Nobody can help a person.
That was Cat Williams, man.
That was Cat Williams.
But after making mistake after mistake, you're going to learn eventually, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's definite, seriously, man. The whole drug addiction, like, you think, what do you think, like, I know you've been around a lot of models, and I know we all, everybody's a regular person, but different people have different social lives. Like, is the modeling social life, like, what is that like? Like, you've been around it. How is that, you know, the modeling?
I think it's a lot better today. You know, right. You don't hear of too many models dying, you know, like how it was
right.
a few years ago. I think they're looking more healthier, you know,
right.
taking care of themselves. They're not looking sucked in and skinny. I think it's a lot better now.
And what do you think changed that to make it come back? Like you said, there's a lot of more plus-size models. What something had to happen in that game that switched it? Like, I don't know. That stuff
well,
like that don't happen overnight.
You know what I think though? I think that came with the music though. You got bigger women singing music and listening
right.
to it. You know, you got
right.
famous people that are big boned but
right.
doing big things. You know what I mean?
But
yeah,
if they got
like
that talent, people overlook that. You know, if you got
right.
that talent, they don't see a big person. They see somebody that sings good or whatever they, you know, whatever their talent and art is. You know.
Right. That's true. That's
right. You know what I think too, though. How about these reality shows? Do you think they're teaching them right? Because you know, these
yeah.
reality shows, you turn them on. A lot of little girls
yeah.
are watching these reality shows, and a lot of them are getting kicked out.
Oh, the reality shows?
Yeah, with the reality shows.
You know that's
crying,
reality,
right?
You know
well,
that's
well,
gonna
well,
be happening. Let's be real. You know, that's really be happening.
You
when
know?
You was young at that age, you know, you'd be out there drinking, getting drunk, you know, acting crazy, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so they got to know that. Why hide it from them? And they got to know that.
True. You watch
where they
going to
learn it from?
Watch your show. What's
yeah,
your
sometimes
show?
I do, yeah.
Which one's your
I like Chloe and Lamar.
Okay.
My thing is, though, with Tyra Banks, you know, you were talking about everything, you know, the beauty, the natural, the you know. But Tyra
uh-huh.
Banks is like how much is she natural? Like, she has no hair. Oh, man.
I have to get back with you on that
one. I'm just saying, because people judge people, and her, she judges everybody.
Right.
Don't get it twisted. There's these women with natural beauty, and she's like naturally fake. I
think we all fake nowadays. Everybody got something fake.
I'm trying to back up all my big.
If they ain't got fake nails,
you know,
they got fake hair. Everything's something fake. But you know, hey, if we could enhance
right.
it and make it look beautifuler, then hey.
Yeah, they got
right,
the money
right.
for it, right? They paying for it. Hey.
What do you think about what little Kim did to herself?
I'll have to get back on you with that one.
You're putting the fist over here.
My best friend is Pamela Anderson, so you know what she's best for herself.
She's pleading the fifth over here. She's like, hold up.
She wants to eventually, you know,
hey,
I
want to be big and stuff, but, you know, I don't want them coming after me.
No, I know.
We're going to start off with the wrong step. We're going to start off the right step.
You know? Callum back.
They'll be like, who is this Melinda O'Donoghue? Oh,
oh, man. God bless you, baby. Word up. You listen live, Beastu Radio, blogtalkradio.com. This is Zoned Out. My homegirl Melinda O'Donoghue, and we'll be back after these bars. You heard?
Yeah.
You can be my baby.
Everybody,
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 everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, everybody, mic with a boo. We ain't gotta keep it low. Everybody know I broadcast it on a video. Everywhere I go, they be like, Nick, who that you talking to? But you know, hard, got me smiling off the things you do. You got me gone, and you told me my summer boo. Got me catching feelings, only knew you by the money. No Cinderella story, but you rescued me from it. Life is pretty hectic, but with you, I get through anything. Home is stress phase, and all I see is me and you. Never think I'm gassing, baby, why would I do that to you? We know it ain't necessary, you know you my number one. Yeah, you got my heart, where you think these feelings coming from? You be on your pretty boy, I be on my fly girl. But let's take a flight then, cruise around in my world. Battle what a sexist, Venus versus Mars. But tell me how it feels to rock with a superstar. Said you could be my
baby, everybody see when we talking about me, my Twitter chat line.
When I fall away, you all I'm thinking of, know how to reach me, cause you my Twitter love, and when you hit me up, yeah, I reply back, you got me open, baby, now RT that, go ahead and brag about me, even tell your friends about me, pull up your girl, right, spread it on your page about me, and I won't mind at all, I be loving your status, at the end of the day, it's only you and me that matters, so we be on it, we be chatting at it all day, broadcasting girl, I love no censoring, I'm foul play. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Confident in what you got, that's why I keep you close to me. Tell me that I'm special, plus you always acknowledge me. Even when I'm not online, you tell your friends to go and follow me. If we keep this up, we mess around and be a trending topic. I Twitter love, we got everybody talking about it.
A little mystery about myself, you know.
That's
You know, y'all paparazzis, y'all welcome to take pictures.
All right, fellas, I heard that across the whole world, man. She gonna get back at that. Don't even try it. Don't even try it.
You know that's it.
Paparazzi, y'all out there, y'all can take pictures of me going to the supermarket. As a matter of fact, I'm going to church this Sunday. What is it? Easter? Is Easter coming up? Yeah, Easter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I'm going to church that day. Paparazzi!
Tell the people what not to wear on Easter, what colors not, and what outfits, and what you don't think, being that you're into fashion.
Please
what
do
they
not
think.
Wear, let me see. I don't know.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Easter.
Let me get
like
back
like
to you on
that. Isn't it like light colors for Easter or something like that?
Yeah, light colors is nice, you know. But if, you know, if they want to wear dark colors, what can you do?
all black.
So I take it, Will, you're gonna be wearing all white again this Easter. You just wanted to get the okay, right? For somebody.
What is he having? The white shoes, the white little
shoes. You
gotta
throw all white on Will.
With the white hush puppies.
I'll show you some good pictures, boy. Will can throw on some more
with
white.
With the white plaid pants.
Could you imagine that? Oh, the white hush puppies. Oh, my God.
Looking like,
with
looking
the
like
ruffles on the shirt.
with the Don Juan white sombrero on, damn it.
I tell you.
Speak of coffee. Word up. So, Melinda, let me ask you a question. Like, who are some of the actresses that inspired you? Like you said, since you was a little girl, so there must have been actresses that made you want to do that. Like, who? Famous?
Halle Berry.
Halle.
And Angela Bassett. There's a lot of them.
Melinda
Orchard.
Melinda.
Adonia, you gotta put the D, you know, Adonia.
Now, who you think? I have my opinion, but who you think is the better actress, Angela or Halle?
I'm sorry, Halle. I love you, baby, but Angela.
Yeah, hands down, Angela. That's just,
I'm saying, though, what happened to that scene that Halle Berry was doing, man? You know, everybody know what I'm talking about. It was for real.
Oh, you talking about Swordfish when she came out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no,
yeah.
You talking about the one where she's getting knocked up by Billy something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Monsters Ball?
Monsters Ball. She had a ball.
No, that really wasn't her, though, I think. I think they had a...
I heard
body.
That one.
A stunt double?
A stunt double.
You can't stunt double, huh?
What
how,
do you
how
call
do you
it? A stunt man. A stunt man, right?
A stunt man?
Yeah.
Whoa.
How do you go in for that job? Like, you know? Like, what are the qualifications to get
cha-ching,
a cha-ching,
that's what it's called. Cha-ching.
Oh, man, it's off the hook. We are live, zoned out radio, huh? Yeah, so you said basically this event is going to take place in May.
Yes.
New Jersey, right? Newark, New
mm-hmm.
Jersey, is that?
Yes, in Newark, New Jersey, the Key Club, Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
You can call
okay,
up
so have...
and for the date, but it's at
all
the
right.
Key Club in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's going to be on popping, man.
Yes.
Man, yo, is the rink still open, that big roller skating rink out there in Jersey?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Like,
but,
Will,
let them all know, too. You're going to be performing there, too. So just let everybody know what you're going to be doing. Like, your little...
I'm going to tear it down for you. I'm going to show Jersey what Harlem made of, you know? Like, you know, I got a lot of strong music, man, and I'm going to go in that day. I love big crowds. Like, I'll perform the same regardless whether it's five people or if I'm just in front of you or in front of one person. I get hyped out the same. There is something special about performing in front of hundreds of people. Like, that just,
yeah,
it's something about, I can't lie, I can't say, oh, no, I'm just, as, you know, nah. I show everybody the same attention, but at the same time, when you got, I remember when I did the PR parade, that was, I was, like, naturally high that day. Like, I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah. I'm spitting my bars, and, you know, I know by 45th and 5th, I think it's 42nd, one of them blocks where they got the cardinal, you know, the church, the guy waving it. So I'm spitting my bars, and I'm totally forgetting, you know, that the cardinal over here, it was crazy, but it's numbers definitely don't lie, and I definitely look forward to a bigger event like that. That's going to be fun.
But you know what,
yeah,
Will?
But I can't
wait.
Man.
I got a quarter.
What are you trying to get the crowd that night? Give me like one singer you think that the crowd would definitely enjoy. And don't come back.
You're already. I got you right now. I ain't got to get back to you.
Yeah.
All right. You already know. Get your cameras out. That's definitely model material, model walk. Cameras out, shooting, blah, blah, blah. You already know. Big ups to Rich Lou Productions on that one. And then
You think while they're doing the modeling thing, they could, like, drop the song before they even...
That's what I'm saying. Like, they could, you know, almost like a Soul Train. You know, you walk down, stretch your outfit, do one, go to the left. Next model comes. You know, little stuff like that.
Can we involve that in the show?
I'm also going to have Mark Jeffries hosting. Also, he's going to be there.
You think you can let
that's
the fellas broadcast live from your joint? Zoned Out can broadcast your joint live?
Yes.
That'll be hot,
right?
Yes.
You think that happens?
Yes.
That'll be hot.
I'm gonna do it really big this time. It's gonna be a beautiful show. I got a nice vision. A beautiful show.
We can air the show, you know, we can air some of the show right here on Beef Stew Radio, man. Will and
okay.
them come out here with the situation and host it and make it right.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
That'll definitely be a good look. And I love Jersey. Something about the air out there. I don't know, man. Let's go get it, huh? That's it. Shit. So, yeah, we're gonna be back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with Melinda O'Donyez.
Melinda O'Donyez.
We're gonna get back to you. So heavy.
Get back to you on that one.
Living a ship in love. Living a ship in love. Living a ship in love. Keep on fucking wild.
Bottle after bottle, model show to follow. Antique denim, artful dodgers, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars. Wrist don't blink, you're fucking with a baller. Ballin' like Jim Jones up in Harlem. Bottles of that rosé, the life of the party. Let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow. VIP jumping, she can roll if she swallows. So much swag, popping tags at the mall. The homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard. G650, I'm soaring on them cuz. Touchdown today, being Amsterdam tomorrow. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. When she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morning. Champagne life, yeah, I'm something like the dawn. Louis 13, take a shot at the bar.
Getting money, wild bitches, yeah.
Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. She around us, trying to be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn the star through the car, need tents. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind and shots of tequila. Hill up, will up, ATZ that nigga. Hard work pays off, acts made off.
30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray on. My body a target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, till we DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Melinda.
Yeah.
It's going to be popping Monday in May, huh? Mark
yes.
Jeffrey, special guest. So,
yes.
So you said this is the kid from Notorious B.I.G. and
yes.
Get Rich at that time, right?
Yes, he's from that movie. He's going to be hosting with me.
All right. Any other things we've seen him in? Because that name is mad familiar to me.
Who,
Mark
Gravy?
Mark
Jeffrey.
Huh?
Well, I thought you said
he played in Notorious B.I.G. too, I think. Yeah, he played in that movie too.
Yeah.
Wow. So okay, that's big things right there. It's definitely a familiar face for the crowd,
yes.
man.
Yes. So I know you fans of Mark Jeffries. He's gonna be out there, so you know, try and come through.
You already know. I know.
Yep.
I know you got a lot of people ready for that event. It's gonna be a beautiful thing. So back to the acting thing. You know, I gotta ask you this question.
We got a caller that really want to speak in. We got a caller.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
A caller?
Oh my god.
Hit him up.
Caller, you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. Hi, I'm calling from Queens.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? All right, and I just started listening. I saw the title, and I had to chime in. But you talked about this beautiful event. Well, where is it?
It's going to be at the Key Club in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yes.
I have a friend from New Jersey. I can go there.
You can come out to Jersey. It's okay. You got to get out, you know. New Jersey's not that far.
Oh, no. Of course, child. I'll make it there. Now, I was looking at the titles, and you're talking about like fashion and image and about little kids. And I just want to say, you know, it's so awful. You know, sometimes you get these, you know, you get these models, and they put you to a standard. That no one could live up to, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't care. I'm 245, 5'3", and I feel fabulous.
It's how you feel inside. It don't matter how you look. It's what you feel inside. That's my MO.
Exactly.
I like it a lot.
Yes.
Definitely
got
love the show. What's your name, brother?
Yes.
And Will?
Yes.
Well, I think it's so appropriate, especially in the hip hop industry, to represent us in a proper way. You know,
right.
I just wanted to thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thanks a lot.
You know, just with the fashion and everything, and the fact that you're not afraid, you know, to express
right.
yourself in hip hop in a way when most people nowadays would be afraid, you know, to show themselves. And
right,
I'm just
right.
proud that you're able to do that.
Thanks a lot.
It's a good thing,
Will.
And you're
going to
be at the event?
Oh, yeah,
he's
going to
be there. Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's so great. I mean, I just have to meet you, and I have to get an autograph and everything because I listen to hip hop all the time, and a lot of us just aren't represented properly. And again, my hat's off to you that, you know, you will be one of the first. I mean, in the underground to really wear the hat, so to speak, and I'm proud of you for that.
Look, sold out. Appreciate it. That's what it is.
And it's just not too personal. I just wanted to ask how long have you been out?
Rapping? I've been rhyming since 95. I started
I mean out.
Out what?
Oh my! Did I jump the gun? Was I not supposed to?
What are you talking about? Hello.
Hello.
Hello? I'm asking.
Hello?
Question is,
you want to know since when you've been out? When you've been
hello?
Out?
Well, I started in '95.
So you came out in '95.
Gangsta Funk. Gangsta Funk, we did a mixtape called East West.
But I've never seen you at any of the parades. You came out in 95, you live in New York, and you've never been in a parade?
No, I started rhyming in 95, 93. And what happened was we did a mixtape called East West Harlem Compilation. And from there, you know.
And how many people were out on the compilation? Was it just you that was out on the compilation or was a whole ensemble out?
Yeah, there was a lot of people on the compilation. My homie Geo Storm. We got Cool Breeze.
Cool Breeze was out.
A whole few good variety of artists. But thanks for your call, brother. And we're going to get back to my homegirl, Melinda.
Did you guys wear water rings and things of that matter? Because I didn't get to see the stuff. And, I mean, we have all the parades every year down in the village, and I've never seen you, and I just wanted to understand why have you never shown up.
Okay. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you.
What? Did I say something wrong?
Well, Will.
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
Melinda,
we have to go to the next caller.
Yeah, check this out. I had to tell you. Will, you... Melinda, you just made it through with Will and them.
What?
That's the notorious Kappa from the show. And he does just the voices.
I can't even hear you.
You win, Will. You've been part of helping us stew Will.
You see, I try to say for
being stewed is almost like being pranked, but you've been stewed. You've been mixed in the pot and stirred up. But you just got caught up with Will, Melinda.
I'm
sorry.
That was
out the chat's Will.
But you see, I was trying to stay professional, right? Like, I'm like, nigga.
Being that Melinda was talking about fashion, it was easy for us to catch Will with that type of situation.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
hey, Will, you started getting angry.
I gotta hand it to you, Will. You didn't keep it together.
You can't be getting angry.
Because I know you knew where he was going, but you wasn't trying
to be
disrespectful.
Right, I'm trying to, okay. Whoever this is barking out. And then you turn it off. So I'm like, hold on. Wait a minute. All right. Yo, you're the man.
All right, brother, I missed. So, you know what? I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the show, but I had to steal you a little bit.
Said, yo,
keep up the good work, man.
Said, yo, we have the parade every year.
Catch him, you know, we just catching everybody, You know, me and Cap are just catching everybody on the staff here and there. And it was Will's turn. So it was Will and Lex's turn.
Hey, I handled that professionally, too. Huh?
Lex stood back and didn't really say that. I thought Lex would do a little more, but.
Yeah, but I thought Lex was going to curse money out. I'm like, hold on, I'm about to, I'm about to ask Porter where you guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm still in my project. What's going on with you? I mean,
I don't know what to say.
At least she was protecting you, Will. She was protecting you, Will. She was trying to cut the phone call off.
I caught that. She was like, nah.
She's like, next caller.
M.O. Melinda O'Donnell, you know she got my back, son. That's what's up. That was high. That was classy. Yo, Cap, I got to get you, man. I got to think of something. But he wrote that shit like, damn, he had questions. He was like, wow. I'm saying, you freestyling that shit?
I'm telling you, Kappa and Beast, we got catch, man.
We got to catch them. Oh, man. But, yo,
I guess you should put
scene.
A little spice in the pot because it is Beast Stew.
That's right. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's Beast, what? Beast Radio?
Stew Radio.
God Talk Radio. There you go. But, yeah, we're going to get into this next joint. And when we get back, we're going to say bye to the beautiful, lovely Melinda O'Donnell. Holla at her. Zoned out.
Be Stew. Drop it.
Running through the city, squad on deck, bottles on ice like trunk cut a check. If you ever doubted me, the joke's on you. All expenses paid, got bread, me too. Chilling on the cycle, lounging out in Brooklyn, sticking to the script, never strike out looking. Y'all can't face me, why would you try to? My word means everything, put that on vinyl. Put me in the garden, ready for the big lights. Chicks want my number now, after all they fist fight. 4, 5, 6, y'all, that's what I spit like. Smooth like a criminal, let us keep that rich right. Nah, I'm not a rapper, please don't confuse me. No limitation, my life a movie. No gravitation, rappers don't move me. Throw them shades on, then I'm gone, it's a I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, shala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, shala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, shala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, shala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. Never was a quitter, yes, I'm a winner. Been through hell, that's why I love winter. Raised in the PJ, that's where I came from. Been going hard ever since day one. Yes, use my mojo, training in my dojo. Tell me what you want, fast or that slow? Slow buck on the highway, getting hit the shot. Facts like baby, hey, day of Friday. Raised in the slums by the roaches and crumbs. Baby mama child support, all that is done. It's a new day, I'm affiliated now. Hot theft on Blu-ray at the center of the crowd. Always on my hood shit, rolling up that good shit. Businessman attire like I wish you really would shit. Not the type of bullshit, pardon all my regiment. Rebel gentleman, tell a friend how we get it. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara. Said I'm feeling like a millionaire. Next stop, billionaire. Is no limit. Ceiling was never shared. Now I'm like everywhere. No looking back though. Hit hard, Bogart. Round like a Bronco. All by my PI. Deep like GI. Definition of a rider. Look it up. GI. Me lie never. Me so clever. They so phony. I'm like whatever. All in together now. Tear the whole club up. Bottle after bottle. We pop till you throw up. I earned my stripe like CC. Believe me. Damn, it feel good to be. Be hot to be me, will be feeling it forever. Feel me, know that, hold that, I'm better than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to. Than your ordinary, extraordinary, your favorite rapper. Damn right, I believe that I have to. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara, blaca, blaca. I'ma do what I gotta, you can't do me nada, sala de mi cara, blaca, blaca.
I'ma do what I gotta. You can do me nada. Sala de mi
cara. Placa, placa, placa.
Huh? I like it. Yes, indeed. New York, L.A., United States of America. You are listening to Zone Out, Trinidad, wherever you from, you heard?
Venezuela.
We are live online with Melinda Ordonez, and we're about to wrap it up. Melinda, it's been a pleasure, an honor to have you.
I thank you.
Look forward to performing at your event. Please let everybody know where they can contact you about this event. And you
can call me at 201-951-2629, and you can leave me a message and talk to my manager, and I'll let you know everything that's going on. I'd also
and
like to
website?
Leave a shout-out. Website, Melinda Ordonez, Facebook.com. And I'd like to give
shout
a shout-out
to
my family, Martin, Debo, all my friends out there. I love you all, babies. Mwah. And I hope to see all these people out there come to my show, all right? Will Porter's going to be out there performing, and it's going to be live. Mark Jeffrey's going to be there. It's going to
be live
beautiful.
On Beef 2 Radio.
Yes. Got to make it. Yes.
Track. And Vic, you already know that God is back.
You know,
I could put it in a
Put it in the house. I can get the $300,000, but it don't mean nothing. That's my Mizan, Mazav Gadia, my man, you know what I'm saying? And my man Little Nasty, 129th Street, Lenox Avenue, stand up. That joint is banging. Marv Gotti mixtape out real, real soon. Executive produced by me and my man Corey Six Sosa. That's Rizzo, that's right. Mad different producers, Q Beats, a lot of Harlem cats on there, producers. It's going to be Fizzaya. Make sure y'all get to check that out. Yo, I'm sorry, but y'all, for those of y'all that missed it, man, I caught Will Porter out there real good, me and the Kappa. That's what we do, you know. This is Beast Through Radio, man. We have fun over here, man. It's a family thing. So we do the family thing, you know what I mean? That's how we do it, man. That's how you stay above the rest, man. You keep it funky, you keep it funny, and you keep it real, you keep it family, man. Big shouts out to Will Porter, you know what I mean? Great interview, great thought, you know. Big shout out to Melinda. She's definitely out there on the rise, get ready to do her thing. Make sure y'all support that. That's what we do here at Beast Through Radio. We support a lot of upcoming authors, directors, movie critics, you know, anything you're doing, anybody that's doing something positive, anybody that's trying to do something and make a move and do something. That's what we do. We support that. So make sure y'all all understand that. In the building is your man, DJ Big Stu. You know, my man told me, said, yo, Stu, I want to tell y'all something, man. You ain't got to be claiming nothing. You ain't got to, because you know what, Stu? Y'all the people's choice. Beef Stu Radio is the people's choice. And I was like, you know what, son? That's real, man. Thanks for telling me that, man. You know, that really made my day. He was like, yeah, y'all the people's choice, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all represent Harlem real hard, man. And, you know, y'all definitely do it and bringing the nice interviews and the nice stuff, quality to radio. And I said, thank you, man. That's what's up, man. That made me real proud. That made my day. You know what I'm saying? I really made my day, because when you're in here doing work, you know, you're glad for people like to hear what you're saying. Big shout out to everybody that's following us on Blog Talk Radio, man. Much love, man. Love all y'all, man. That's real big. You know what I'm saying? We feeling real good. We doing real big things. We will be live at a lot of places, Aaron. You're going to be hearing that, like, in the next couple of weeks. You're going to be hearing us live, like, a lot of places. We're going to be in a lot of locations. We got a lot of things lined up. We got a night on Monday. We got Monday booked up. You know what I'm saying? Monday's booked up with a lot of entrepreneurs to teach you how to, you know, start your own business, or giving information to a lot of us in the urban community on things that we, you know, that we don't know about, or things that we're entitled to. Just like things like my most recent guest, Mr. Nelson Nigel, you know what I'm saying? And when he had, you know, he sat down and broke down, you know, starting a business and what you need and all that. Definitely sent me the e-books. Definitely sent me the link to his website. Going to put it up on our website, www.beastthroughradio.com. Make sure y'all get over there. Always check us out live on blogtalkradio.com, www.blogtalkradio.com/beastthroughradio. Always check us out on that. Hit us up on Facebook. www.facebook.com/beefstewradio. Hit us up on Twitter, www.twitter.com/beefstewradio. And also hit us up on YouTube, www.youtube.com/beefstewradio2. And you can check out some of the, you know, some of the hot stuff we got going on there too. So we're in the building, man. We're in the building real hard. We're in the building real, real, real relaxing, man. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of other dudes I want to play that's out. You know what I'm saying? Couple of more joints. But I'm going to get into some real, real music. Oh, you know, this Thursday, tomorrow night, man, is a real big thing. Want to make sure all of y'all understand that. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., a very, very, very special edition. And when I say this, I really mean it. A very, very special edition of Beef Stew Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? I got to give my man, the Kappa, the biggest shout out for this one. It's going down like this tomorrow night. And when I tell you it's going down for all you old school cats, make sure y'all be there, because it's going down just like this.
You know the name. You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shine Light Victory.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shylights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds. And now here's a brand new hit from the only original remaining member of this fabulous group. Marantz Records proudly present Hold On To Your Dreams from the Shylights, featuring Marshall Thompson.
This whole world is very cold. It is not putting y'all on hold.
Shine Lights low key and still in my head. Hold on to your dreams from the legendary Shine Lights featuring Marshall Thompson.
It's going down tomorrow. Mr. Marshall Thompson will be in the building. The last remaining member from the Shine Lights, Legends of Music, Beef Stew Radio, Volume 1. That's part one. That's how we doing it big. We do it big. Y'all already know how we do it, the history of Harlem hip-hop. Now we got Legends of Music coming out. Part one, Mr. Marshall Thompson, the Shine Lights. Now we're going to get into some up-and-coming cats that's coming in the building, that's trying to make a living, that's trying to make it out there. That's what we do here at Beef Stew Radio. We let you hear that new stuff. So get up and get down. Get up and get down.
When I'm in Mississippi, you can find me on Lewis Street in Leland, nigga. L-Town. Cooter Man Music. P-I-C-N-T. Let's get it. Let's go. Big Sip. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Like, woo, I'm headed to the upper room, and I don't plan on coming down through line. Woo, I'm getting closer to the moon, so high in space I can't move. I'm on another level, I'm on another level, I'm on another level, I'm on another level, and I'm high. Yeah.
She want me. Flowing magic.
She likes me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be. She likes me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely. No matter what. I know she riding for me. And if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
Yeah, I said it all. I'm never dead, you call. Needed something new, not something I said before. You need cars, state trips to Ecuador. I'm way different, I'll do things they can't afford. Me, I'm all, I'm daydreaming of love. And whatever is to come, I wanna treat you like a drum. And beat, beat, beat it up. Laying in the tub, S55 or the X6 truck. You way too beautiful to hang out with a scrub. I can shoot you through L block, kick it with the thugs. Everywhere we good, cause this is what I does. When you around, it feel like I ate bugs. And all I can think is flow, don't fuck it up. Picturing you inside, naked, mink for the rugs. Fiend out for you like you my favorite drug. I'ma show you what it is, so forget what it was.
I can tell, she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
I can tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
First time I saw you, I wanted to adore you. First call you, after that, spoil you. Hit up Macy's, Bloomies, or maybe Saks Fifth. I've dated Spanish, Asian, and even black chicks. I'm in here with magic, ears got carrots. Anything you want from now on, you may have it. I know that you for self, mini bar shelf. No roommate, driving frames, match the belt. She going out, so she hell hot. Leave the key in the mailbox. Learn that when I sell rocks. My hype, my type, she just right. There's not many girls that I tell about my life. Armani suit, I'm hicked out for the night. I can pull a boss girl, cause I'm a boss guy. Even though at times I know I'ma make her cry. Next day, yeah, I can put you in the sky.
I can fly. She likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be. She likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
Palm Springs, large things, very pink. It just clicked, wide hips, you should be my wings. Ride with me and stick by for everything. Her skin brilliant, young man, diligent. And she don't care about who I dated or who I did it with. That's why I had to bag her, with my Harlem swagger. Pulled her past McNabb, she was captured. I don't even know what was then, only after. Are you going roll with a winner? No beef sticks, money's getting spent for the dinner. It's no secret, I could keep you warm in the winter with no heating. We could get it on in the bed with no needing. Pardon my mouth, baby girl, but it's the freakness. It ain't no myth, I ride in a 645 juice drip, and my rims got fat lips. If my girl find out, I'ma be in deep shit.
I could tell, she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
I could tell,
she likes me, she wants that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, she gon' be. She likes me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be. She likes me. She want that girl. She'll never leave me lonely, no matter what. I know she riding for me, and if you're trying to find her, that is where she gon' be.
Smooth it out.
That was my man Flo, straight out of Lincoln Project. Like my homegirl in the background, Nicolette, straight out of Lincoln Project too, you know. Big shouts out to everybody out there just chilling on Wednesday night, a zoned out Wednesday night if you zoned out. Big shouts out to y'all. Shouts out to everybody that was chilling with them PD's restaurant, you know what I'm saying? All the people that was in there that was... Y'all be listening to your show. Big shout out, man. Y'all, a few people in there were like telling me they listened to the show, man. That made me feel real good. You know what I mean? Definitely Harlem represent, Harlem stand up. Big shout out to all my Showboat people, man. Definitely thank you for supporting the Showboat, supporting everything over there, you know. We definitely working with the Showboat in the Kappa. You know what I mean? We working hard with the Showboat, trying to help get them to the where they got to be. You know what I mean? So, you know. you want to come out or you want to help out with the Showboat, you know what I'm saying, you want to make any contributions and you want to, you know, we can help you directly to my man Alondo Sullivan and, you know, direct you straight to him. So hit us up at info@beefstewradio.com and I can do that. You know what I mean? I feel a little smooth with the groove right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody done walked out the building. Lex, Will, and everybody, Melinda, they all done walked out the building. Now I'm up in here with myself doing, get my 1-2 step on, like, you know, I do that sometimes when I be by myself. I get my 1-2 step on, you know? And I don't mind. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my President Obama. You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Obama came out with a hot speech, man. Came out, shut it down. Mitt Romney won, but Obama came and shut it down like, yeah, you ain't said nothing. He's waiting for you. Blah, 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 blah. The next you know, Obama's a bully. All of a sudden, he's a bully now. You know what I'm saying? He's just letting you know, I'm a president, homie. This is how we do it. This is the swagger. This is how we get down. Round number 2, homie. We're waiting for you. Either one of y'all. Come through the line. Step through the line. That's how we do this. Shot town. You know, that's how he's throwing it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm involved, but I can tell that's what he's saying mentally. Like, he's like, shot town. You know what I'm saying? Obama, baby. This is what it is. See how he walk out? He walk out like he walk out like he walk into this song. You know what I'm saying? You can picture him just real smooth, like, hey, welcome, what's up, America? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, Mr. Obama. That's how it's done. That's how it's done. You know what I mean? You're listening to Beef Stew Radio, and I am your man, Big Stew. They told me that we're the people's choice, so that's what we do, and that's what we're standing by. Beef Stew Radio, the people's choice, baby. Stirring up the hottest talk on the net. That's what we do all day, all night, in and out, upside down, and all around. Let's get back into it.
And so don't you forget, hit me twitter.com/your girl, Nicolette. And as soon as you get home, make sure you don't forget, hit me twitter.com/your girl,
I'm Van Gogh when I'm carving Basquiat up on your face, I leave you sobbing. but I'm chillin'. Crushed ice, blue label shot. Yeah, Marty and Henny, I call it granddaddy rock. Real. All day I never knew front. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something.
If a nigga don't give me a chance, I'm hitting the club, mobbing them, dragging them out, spitting my rhymes, my robbing them. Point me to a check, or I'm coming with the tech. And fuck all that peace shit, I'm coming with some disrespect. And I flip your fucking vehicle, let the rifle make it happen. I hate the police, you be texting with the captain. And fuck your pop, you sort of bust off of your mother mouth. Can't get you, I swing through and wipe your brother out. He'll look ill with his face all on the stairwell, beard on the gas pedal, I wild with the black metal. And you don't run the block, you on that shit looking hungry. Freezing pitch and getting the boss some new Rover money. Blaming hustling on why you outside looking bummy. You ain't eating, that's why you look like that fucking dummy. Not fly at all, so you're lacking with the honeys. No Jordans on, just rejects looking funny. I got advice for you, might sound rough, but you can take it. Go outside and jump in front of a moving bus. Niggas talk about bricks, let me see some, so I can rob you for them shit. My people need them, cousin.
Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something. Niggas talking about bricks, let me see something.
So I can rob you for them shit.
Said I'm a product of corner stores and red bricks. Sissy stairs exit. Fiends needled up on rooftops with the death grip. Dim lights, broken elevators, ghetto ass neighbors. That street shit is in me, niggas, so do me a favor. Take a look at my life and how it is I do it. They cut the bullshit routines, I'm seeing through them. For you get caught up in the rapture and have me experience living through the barrel of twin chrome magnums. They send a boost to my ego whenever shots ring off. And even better when I hit my target. Flows heartless, talking black carcass. So demonic, I trap souls in every track as an offering. You hear the screams, nigga? That's the sound of a pussy meeting the key to hell in person. Hope you get the picture. Or if you thinking a nigga just talking and you can't get hit, then I will gladly introduce you to my bitch. About 4'5", pretty tone, with some nice skin. Body is a banger, I call her my little hot thing. So all that stuff that I wanna be talk, save it, nigga. You lighten that ass, the gangsta shit don't fit ya.
Oh yeah? So y'all just gonna do it like that, huh? Okay, Cody. Okay, man. Rolling Stone fame, huh? Yeah. That's what we do. You can rewind it, nigga. Go ahead. You know you like that shit. Yeah.
Shit. You know what they say, out of darkness come light. Yeah. Through every struggle comes a champion.
Real, recognize real.
We from the streets where it's hard, you heard?
Already know Harlem.
Only option is riding out.
For sure.
Therefore, what else would I do? Yo, Q. Stu. The whole hood was popping. Let's go.
Come on. This is here, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out.
The day Mom Duke, she laid the foundation. Times was up, and I needed motivation. At the age of 10, he gave me a younger brother. Showed me there was more than just a block to discover. I knew the streets better than my own father. Like living in the fog just made my vision sharper. And life ain't easy, it only gets darker. I was given the willpower of a young King Arthur. Never bowed down, so what a wise man told me. Survival of the fittest, the grimy die lonely. I give thanks and praise to the Almighty. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here now. I know one day I'll meet him and finally greet him. I feel sorry for those that feel they don't need him. I don't judge anybody, only he can judge me. When it's time for me to go, I'ma go one deep.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out, I'ma ride out.
The pain, frustrations,
hard to find motivation. Time speeding by like pictures on your PlayStation. I'm a main station, more workforce. Enough determination, throw the earth off course. Wanna die, but I gotta live, lot to give. Things were twisted ever since he received the red. Fight to survive, won't run or hide. No one but I, we'll try, we'll succeed. Against jealousy, cowardness, hatred and greed. I stay myself, never play myself. Why would I ever betray myself? Fighting him in the mirror, cause sin in the mirror. And blacking out seem like the only thing logical. Hear it in my music, I preach it like the gospel. Ride if you wanna, get rolled over. Highs on the future, the grind never over.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out.
I'm tired of living life's a bitch. She's more of a grown woman, stop being a bitch, dog. And take a strong man, gotta be convinced. Nothing's easy, if it was, everyone be rich. And what fun is that with no more haters on your back? IRS, beef and tripping, don't know how to act. I say a prayer for my loved ones under fire. Coming up, never had a plan to retire. This drug game getting bigger, ain't no way around it. America, the beautiful, is just the way it sounded. And I don't care about the media or paparazzi. Love me, hate me, all they can do is watch me. Middle fingers to the judge, better knuckle up. Got a plan to make millions, better buckle up. Never ever hesitate, time to lock and load. Careful once to detonate, cause a block explode.
This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out. This is it, can't change me or break me. I'ma ride out wherever fate takes me. I'ma ride out.
Stoke a look, you know, shit, nigga.
Said that's me. Said that's me.
It's glory.
Said that's me.
Said that's me. Swag so stellar, top notch stroller. Who could do it better? Said that's me. What you do around here? We don't do around here. You don't even compare. Said that's me. Swag so stellar, top notch fella. Who could do it better? Said that's me. What you do around here? We don't do around here. You don't even compare. Swag way above the skyline. I'm fit for this business. It's always game games. Ain't even hit. I ain't my shit. I ain't at a level you can't get to even if you climb. I'm too time. I had a few guys. Shit. You scared of this type of shit? Homie, you too fly. I'm in my cruise drive. Ghosting when I go by. Many they fearing my aura. Look up, I'm too high. Go ahead, you could try. But you gon' fail good and feel me reading real blind.
Said my kind.
No, you were not fine. Look into my eyes, shocking like a wire line. Said I'm quite a ride. I can do it, serenade. It's a grown meal, you ain't got the appetite. I'm higher than the satellite. That lost cause, they can't even get his orbit right. Said that's me. Swag so stellar. Top notch stellar. Who could do it better? Said that's me. What you do around here? We don't do around here. You don't even come here. Said that's me. Swag so stellar. Top notch stellar. Who could do it better? Said that's me. What you do around here? We don't do around here. You don't even come here. Said I'm a Gucci stepper, a Louis stepper, proud of all the polo, what I do regular, but what I do regular, cook a guy now you heifer, I'm talking bunnies in twos and two extra, I'm seeing X, trust me you can play lecture, the hollow shoes, the wire receiver, the catcher, you couldn't do it like me if I even let ya, it's no stop double, no room for the extra, you were icky to a, look out for sure shot, they fear me cause my loop won't to them is pure hot, your hottest even got a breeze, man you straight hot. The ladies Mike J to get his on my crush. You a sucker.
got the dude pippin' out over y'all. You was squirrel like the towels in the school hall. Said I'm fire in the spot, so y'all dudes call. Like when it's fire in the spot, don't they teach y'all?
Said that's me, swag so stellar. Top notch stellar, who could do it better? Said that's me, what you do around here? We don't do around here, you don't even come here. Said that's me, swag so stellar. Top notch stellar, who could do it better? Said that's me, what you do around here? We don't do around here, you don't even come here. Said I'm the power, twin towers, I ain't fall down. Titanic, pop panic, now I won't drown. Said I'm good, 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 now glory, YD, homie. Young, young, you dig if you don't fucking know me. Said I'm a beast, but truly beyond a monster. The swag on living dead, you can't kill me, but still I haunt you. I'm Contra, Laruku wordplay, rocket launch. Word of me is all on me to show you, said my book.
Bonkers.
Got a flow that'll overload any mind capacities. So there you go, and I'm causing tragedy. Be with two foes, but enough to foot in my path, you know? You know, said I've been known to get silly. Feeling like no ceilings, like that dude that did a minute. Really, swag at a height you can't climb, climb to. You need an oxygen mask, you wanna try to. Time to, shoddy with the silencer. Deadly but quiet, HIV body.
QB Production.
M.O.G. M.O.G. Be in the building, nigga.
We appear up on that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming. We appear up on that scene, looking so clean, with a swag so mean. Couple stacks in the jeans, stay fresh. You know how the nine do, popping bottles in the club, boom screaming.
Done dudes make it seem that it's tough gone, but we still here, so we gotta keep it fresh.
Yeah. What's good? It's DeepStewRadio.com with your man DJ Big Stu. The new slogan is "We the People's Choice." In the building, all up to the 8 a.m. Yes, sirree. That's what we do. Giving a big shout out to everybody out there that stayed, you know, that stayed tuning in, man. Appreciate it. Playing that new stuff tonight. Tomorrow night, remember, Mr. Marshall Thompson from the Shylight. You know how the interviews on Beef Stew Radio be. If you missed it earlier, make sure you check, go to the website, maybe after 9 o'clock tomorrow. Make sure you go to the website, man, and check out how we caught Will Porter, Lex, and their guest today. That's how we do it on Beef Stew Radio. You got stewed. That's when we put it in a pot, we stir it up, and we get, and we, you know, we pull a trick over you. We're gonna be stewing a lot of people in the future, man. So that's what it is, man. You never know what you get at Beef Stew Radio, man. Once again, I always say it. I say it, and I say it proudly. Great quality broadcasting internet radio. We are Harlem's People's Choice. That's what it is. Make a tub bubble. You know, back to some news though. We know they're now saying that we're giving too much attention to the Trayvon Martin case. Well, you know what we say to them? We don't even care what you say. We're going to keep on and keep on and keep on until something's done. That's what we got to do. That's the name of the game. We're going to keep on and keep on to something done. We're going to unite it. We stand because we ain't going to fall divided. We ain't going to give up. We're going to make sure this is a thorough investigation. And I think they know that, you know, he keeps getting lawyers that never seen him because he's hiding out. You know, he's hiding out now. I mean, you know, rightfully so. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, even other than him, there are other crazier people other than him out there that might try to do something to him. So rightfully so that he's hiding. Can't get, you know that's how it is. There's crazy people out here, man. There's always someone crazier than you. And I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure he got a lot of death threats. So hiding out might, but I mean hiding out from your lawyer, you know, that's the part that bugs me out. When you hang out from your lawyer. But his next lawyer was an ex-cop. forensic, you know, supposed to be a forensic expert. But I don't know if that's going to help in this one, man, you know. You know, anybody would take this case right here, you know. And, you know, he's not a fool for taking this case, so that's how we have to look at it. You know, he's not a fool for taking this case. Anybody in their right mind, any lawyer would have took this case, man. It's going to make him a star. It's like the O.J. Simpson case, you know. So, you know, that's why he probably say, I don't even got to see him, man. I'm getting paid the money, and that's what counts, the money that counts. But once again, we got to stay on top of that. Make sure you vote. Like I said, the Republicans, you know, Obama smashed them with the joint, you know what I'm saying? But make sure we can't take it for granted. We got to get out there and vote. We got to go hard. We got to go out there in numbers. We got to go out there deep, deep. When I say deep, this year we got to be out there deeper than we ever been, man. We got a 3-4 million man march in each neighborhood, you know. Each neighborhood should have a million man march at the polls. Each community in every, you know, urban neighborhood, every middle class neighborhood in America, every working class urban, all the women out there, we have to go out in droves this year. We got to go out there early and everything because you know they're going to make sure they're going to rig, you know, that's what they always do, rig the polls. Machines are not going to be working. They're going to come up with some new things that they gave a class to the Republicans going, you know, and we don't know how to work it when we get to, oh, no, you were supposed to come out that day, you know. But getting out of the big thing, my man Russ is going to be Friday night uptown at the honors. You know, they honoring a few hip-hop dudes, you know, Johnny Wall, Ray Vaughn, Master Don, Def Committee. They're honoring a few people up there. And it's going to be real big. Russ is going to be there taping it live. He's going to be up there doing this thing. You know, that's Russ. He's going to have the live event. He's going to be called Bring It Back and play it on Drinks on Russ, his show, which is blowing up now. Speaking of that, man, I'm going to play their new joint. You know, I always play it. To me, it's like a little Harlem anthem. It's like when you see an older group come back, you know, group that, especially these guys, you know, because they paved the way for a lot of dudes, you know. They opened the doors when records wasn't on radio and, you know, when it was about the Sugar Hill Records. There's a lot of dudes that, you know, that you only know about the Sugar Hill Gang because a lot of dudes never made it because street stuff, you know. And some dudes was actually, to keep it real, better than some other guys. So we're going to get into the Harlem Pride joint, man. It's like an anthem, man, here on the Beef 2 Radio, man. I like this joint, you know. Just growing up seeing brothers who started the game and to see that a brother still coming through some lyrics, you know, gave me some inspiration, man. So I'm going to play this Harlem Pride joint by Johnny Wild, Ray Vaughn, Magnificent Seven, New Magnificent Seven. This is what it is, y'all.
This song is complimentary to the documentary Hip Hop's Unsung Heroes, the Harlem Originators, Magnificent Seven. Yo, DJ Jazzy Moto, drop that beat.
Especially after dark, it's a whole new world once you get past Central Park. It's a world where it's all about the Benjamins, fighting with your mans in them. No matter what, we get to this. Paper chasing us to everyday life in this hood. Players and hustlers make it all good, but it could get worse depending on the 1st, the 15th of the month. Cats get out on the hunt for what they want. Doggy dog, survival of the fittest, looking out for number one. That's how cats did it. It's a daily operation. This ain't no gang star, it's a dirty game, and a lot of cats bang hard. No remorse, no retreat, no surrender over in the Schaumburg Plaza. I can't remember hip-hop coming through hard from on the inside with Johnny Wall, Ray Vaughn, M7, Harlem Pride. Let's throw it up.
Only the shot callers, all players and brawlers, running the game with no shame, was fun stolen. Living life on the edge, every day getting fresh, making moves on the red. It's just that Harlem
smoking a new sport bag. I'm in the XK6 smoking a new sport jag on a jet. Chick stroking my dude caught lag. Okay, true smoking is my New York swag. Harlem cocky. I don't give a fuck. This ain't hockey. Look the Gretzky. Kick the little skater won't test me. I keep my hoodie tight. Plus, rep my hoodie right. Boogie boy for life. Rest in peace. The boogie night. We had the block wet. Wasn't even high yet. Fresh pair of British to overlap. The mock neck. Spinning cream or henny. Catch a flick on the deuce. Now
out of jeans, a skinny, polo boots is loose. So high, hey, I'm still in the Benz buggy. In the 20 years, baby, I'm still doing the ducky from the room, JD. Say la vie, pop a hot rap in Harlem to the END.
I'm in the shop calling, all the players are calling. Running the game with no chance, till the squad is calling. Living like on the edge, every day getting red. Making moves on the rag. Niggas, whole lot of grand door, plenty of paper high, still we demand more. Too much is never enough, and that's a damn sure. Welcome to Harlem World, this is where we swag hard. You see that pep in my step, I be the mask on. From 55th Bridge, on down to 10th Street. We keep it live on limits like no one is. I'm at the dice game, throwing head crap. All downs a bet, go ahead and get a stack. And if you lose that, don't even stress the black. It's double up, my G's embedded all back. This is all love, it's for my hustle love. Harlem born and bred, this shit is in our blood. And it ain't a gimmick, we so real with it. 30 years in the game, this shit is so authentic. I'm in the shot caller, all the players and ballers. I'm in the game with no shame, till the squad is calling. Living like on the edge, every day getting bread. Making moves in the rag, it's just that Harlem.
If you don't know the homie, bump it, I don't explain myself to suckers. Bloody up your best, man, you running with the best. Suicides and wet sand, it's muddy where I step. Yeah. But it's whatever, unbutton my shirt to show the S symbol. I'm H World to the death vigil, official. We don't stress little things, we got bigger visions. To take it all, no contest, split decision. Yeah. Stay focused on the goal, study this description. You dudes get to the target point, forget the mission. Catch a scar here, there, blood get to dripping. But still the show goes on through an intermission. Catch us rolling through the credits, dudes don't respect us. See, some of y'all get popped for being overzealous. So play your part like you're supposed to, but remember this. Improv when you gotta, but don't forget to script.
That's what's popping. That's what's up. That's the anthem, Harlem Pride, man. We in the build of Beast Dude Radio. Once again, you know how we do it. Just wanted to play that. Just feeling really good. In the building, the people's choice. I'm going to get something like that. I'm going to get Chapa to make something that go with the people's choice. So I might just remix something like that. No, so be prepared to hear that. You know, speaking of remixes, man, you know what I'm saying? I might play one of my remixes tonight, you know. I be feeling like it. Matter of fact, I do feel like it. I don't care. I might want to play something with the police. I'm strange with my remixes, you know, because I remix crazy stuff. I don't know why. I just do. You know, I take strange records and put them together, and, you know, I don't know if it's because, you know, some of the drinks that Rush may leave around, you know, make me not hear things the way I think I hear things, you know, sometimes, you know, hear things in the fifth party. Like hear things like five people. I'm not crazy, but, you know, sometimes when you a DJ or a producer, you have strange ways of listening to music, man. I'm telling you. You know, that's just part of the game. And a lot of producers and DJs out there know what I'm talking about, you know. Dudes be like, yo, I do it this way. And, you know, people look at you like, what is wrong with this guy? What is he hearing? But, I don't know. I feel like it's strange.
I'm undefeated like, I'm undefeated like, I'm undefeated like,
I be hearing something that you don't be hearing. That's just the way it is, man. DJ Big Stu in the building. Big shout out to my man Rich Kid, my longtime homie. My man Tracy, all the my two homies, man. Big shouts out to them. And also to my man Ron, a.k.a. Kazuzu. Big shouts out to y'all. Big shouts out to my cousin Rome. And all my homies in Taft Houses, man. Big shouts out to that. Shouts out to the whole East Harlem, Park Avenue, Lexington Avenue, First Avenue, Lenox Avenue. You know, all the way from Lenox to First Avenue. Matter of fact, I'm going to give big shouts out to Harlem, period. All because I got homies all over. But an extra big shout out to my chats between Lex and Madison, man. Across the 110, that's what it's all about nowadays, man. I'm telling y'all, man, that's what it's all about. Sending out an SOS, man. We got to protect each other, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got to start sticking together, stop hurting each other, y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Because got enough of them trying to hurt us, man. You know what I mean? So we got to be smart, man. We got to do things. We got to get out these streets, brothers. Streets ain't the same, man. It ain't bringing the same glory. It ain't bringing the same money. It's just bringing a whole different type of thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Bringing a lot of sorrow to parents, man. So that's real talk. You know what I mean? It's like we got to get out the streets, man. We got to, you know, the younger brothers, y'all got to get out the streets, you know? Y'all the ones that it affect more than, you know, it affect the parents because nobody want to see nothing happen to their kids, man. So we got to do this, man, you know? That's what my little joint, sending out the SOS to all the shorties, man. Let's get together, man. Let's talk about it, man. Let's not fight about it, man. Let's play basketball about it. Let's play football about it. Let's play baseball about it. Find a new dance, like breakdance. Let's breakdance about it. That works for mad years. We're going to get back into some new music, man. That's what I do. You're listening to the Beef Stew Radio or listening to your man, DJ Big Stew, on the People's Choice. Big Stu Radio. I like the way that sound, man. I like the way that roll off my tongue.
Yo, Ice, we got you, baby.
One
quick bang.
Yo, Supreme, we got you. Get up, you already made your
money. Crown Heights, Brooklyn, let's go.
Mind freaking Marvin, homie, we black flag.
One click bang, and the Drake Bell Magnum.
Sweet talking.
Man singing those we drop sounds and gag them. Man singing those shots, we load rounds and clap nips. We came from bean shooters to six shooters. We certified, you heard me right. Get found, snuff with your wig oozing.
Man singing Marvin, homie, we black flag, black flag.
Click bang and look at Drake, Bell Magnum.
No front, I done lost my mind. Shit, I'm most so bloody. Next season,
beat. I'm a fan of God, hell no, I can't sleep. And the niggas going dumb down way back. I done lost my mind, yeah, I'm all in this bitch. Man, hold up, I done lost my mind. I ain't worried about the trust, so why you worried about mine? Gotta say that thing, don't even know the time. I done shot another cup, I done lost my mind.
I've been lost, it crazy deranged. Going on Gaddafi's zone to the brain. On that Elmo lane, lane. LAX down, cause it's on the game. On my way to give dubs, gonna fuck with little cubs. Stick me up in no clip, you know what it does. Damn fresh kudos while I'm rapping in the club. Got these little country hoes falling in love, like hold up, hold up, hold. You want my love, all I need is that throat. Swatter like air, girl, don't you choke. Catch a nigga out, and I might just poke, like throw it. Bitch, throw it bad. Let a nigga see that pussy bad. You ain't never had no yes in that. Got a high rolling triple stack. Get it, tree. Gotta make moves, you can't keep my dick. On that beginning, it's always in the thumb. And your little homegirls looking like something. Plus, on the ratchet, I see them stand. Me don't wear fluff in the taxi now. She look back at me, said, damn, it's like that. Smack two Snoopy and love, no, yeah.
Bang, hold up, I lost my mind. I ain't worried about you, so why you worried about mine? Girl, say that thing, I don't even know the time. Another shot, another cup, I lost my mind.
I done lost my mind. Hey, yeah, I'm on some mother shit. They go and fuck a hoe, then turn around. Say slow on where you at. Shit, I'm probably with Lil Bino. And I buy like a casino. Yeah, he know, and she know. I'm ballin' like Ginobili. And my slabby sitting on Kobe. When I hop up at my slabby, bitches screaming like they know me. Took the roof up off my whip. Now he done lost his mind. Rob a nigga for his weed. Now he done lost his grind. Hey, Bino, hey, tell me what these other niggas on. I'm on that shit where you don't listen to nobody cause you grown. They pat up on my face. Get money and splurge. Say rich. Look slow, I ain't worried about no bitch.
Man, hold up, I done lost my mind. I ain't worried about you, so why you worried about mine? Girl, say that thing, I don't even know the time. I lost it, I lost it, I done lost my mind. Lost my mind, and I still ain't found. And I make it rain, do my thumb, and leave the spot ground. And there be no in the place, and you know I'm straight clown. All the haters love you, yeah. And all the bitches smile. Another level, so I down, so like a brother. Yeah. Now everybody on mine, I don't know what to call it, I done lost my mind. Man, hold up, I done lost my mind. I ain't worried about you, so why you worried about me?